I'm going to drop down now to this last section here. In this last section, we have the Lord decides the destiny of both the saved and the lost. And in verse 18, for I know their works, their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongue, and they shall come and see my glory. The Lord Jesus mentioned that. In Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. That's going to be a time when a great company of Gentiles are going to be saved, as well as Israel. The nations are going to come and worship in Jerusalem, as we're told here, the holy mountain Jerusalem. And now he says here, verse 22, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. God's purposes and promises for Israel are as eternal as the new heavens and the new earth. And verse 23, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. In other words, the redeemed of all ages will worship God throughout eternity. This is the engaging and most important business of eternity. But notice, there's also a group that were not saved. Verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. In other words, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, either now or in eternity. That's going to be their condition. Hell is eternal. You can picture it any way you want to, my friend, but it's going to be a place where there'll be no peace, no rest, no contentment, no God. And the book of Isaiah closes with this thrice repeated warning to the human race. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Next time we are going to go to the New Testament, to 1 Thessalonians. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.